Welcome to Native America Calling. From Studio 869 in Isleta Pueblo, I'm Tara Gatewood. We're kicking off Father's Day with celebrating our men and their humor. Their jokes can often fall on the corny side, with real unstingers that get big groans like this one. I had to fire the guy who mows my lawn because he just couldn't cut it. Is your dad or father figure always ready with a silly joke or a funny one-liner? If so, we're ready for your calls. Get into the lineup with your favorite dad jokes or humorous dad story. We go live right after National Native News.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Secretary of the Interior Deb Haaland says President Biden's proposed 2022 budget makes significant investments in Indian country. Haaland testified this week before a Senate Appropriations Subcommittee about the budget request for the Department of the Interior. Haaland says $4.2 billion will go across all Indian Affairs programs. She highlighted funds for land consolidation, public safety, and water settlements. During questioning, she talked about tribal broadband needs, infrastructure improvements, and making sure funding gets in the hands of tribes.
Tribal nations know what's best for their communities far better than we could say. And that's why we have been adamant about tribal consultations. We'd like to see direct funding go directly to tribes so they can make the decisions that they need to make.
Haaland says climate issues and investing in clean energy are priorities, but she was pressed about oil and gas development. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski says she was struck that Haaland did not recognize production on federal lands in her 17-page statement. Murkowski says Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge is at the top of her list, questioning Haaland if she would follow the law and hold a lease sale.
Do you believe that you are required by current law to hold a lease sale in the 1002 area of ANWR by 2024?
Senator, thank you for the question. And of course, I know we have spoken about this even at my confirmation hearing, and I emphasize that I will always, always follow the law.
Murkowski says she was encouraged this week by a court decision. A federal judge in Louisiana says the Biden administration's pause on new oil and gas leases on public lands is illegal. Earlier this year, the administration put a pause on new leases pending a comprehensive review of permitting and practices. The principal chief of the Muscogee Nation in Oklahoma told lawmakers Thursday there's an urgent need for his nation for courts and incarceration facilities. David Hill testified during a virtual hearing on examining federal facilities in Indian country in a House Natural Resources Subcommittee. He says the lack of investment in infrastructure is more apparent following last year's U.S. Supreme Court McGirt decision, affirming the reservation and providing jurisdictional clarity. Hill says the nation has already taken immediate steps to respond, including expanding law enforcement, increasing efforts to coordinate with state and municipal agencies, and leasing additional facilities for judicial services. He says the McGirt decision does not change trust obligations or federal responsibilities.
We are making substantial investment, but we need the federal government to live up to its part of the bargain and fulfill its trust responsibilities by adjusting and building permanent capacities that reflecting the new law of the land, the opportunity it provides, and the needs that come with it. We acknowledge there have been challenges post-McGirt. However, let me be clear, we are fully capable, willing, and actively responding to these additional responsibilities.
Hill says currently the only juvenile incarceration facility is more than an hour away, and the facility for adults is more than 2 hours away. He says the nation has one courtroom, and the Supreme Court decision has increased case filings, saying the nation needs at least 4 additional courtrooms. The Mescalero Apache tribe in New Mexico is observing the new national holiday, Juneteenth, to commemorate the end of slavery. Tribal businesses closed Friday and will resume Monday. President Biden on Thursday signed a bill to make Juneteenth a federal holiday. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This reminder to get your COVID-19 vaccination is provided by the Association of American Indian Physicians and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, who support this show. Info at aaip.org or cdc.gov/coronavirus.
Support by Ramona Farms, offering wholesome and delicious foods from our heirloom crops as our contribution to a better diet for the benefit of all people. We are honored to share our centuries-old farming and culinary traditions online at ramonafarms.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
This is Native America Calling. I'm Tara Gatewood, joining you live from my homelands of Sherwood-Dui. Our men have a special place in our hearts, especially the ones who raised us. Many of them are the strongest people we have in our circle. And many of those who we call dad, uncle, or brother helped us get through life with a lot of humor. So as the country approaches Father's Day, we're celebrating all the times these men and other father figures had us cracking up or shaking our heads because of the joke or the funny story they just dropped. And this includes the ones on the super corny side, which even have their own name in the laughter circle, dad jokes. You know, the ones that are super silly, like this. What did the buffalo say to his son as he walked out the door? Bison. Is that one of your favorites? Dial in now and share at 1-800-99-NATIVE and tell me about your dad, father figure, or the men in your family. Do they have a special kind of humor? Or are you the guy I'm talking about who just can't resist a bad pun? And if you have a dad joke ready to go, make these phone lines light up at 1-800-996-2848. And today we're going to start off in Window Rock, Arizona. With us is Ernie Sozzi III. He is an actor and a comedian, and he is also the father of four. And Ernie is Navajo. Our pleasure to have him here. Ernie, thank you for joining us for another Native America Calling.
Oh, man, thank you. It's always good to be on air with you. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Well, we appreciate you being here. And Ernie, dad jokes, dad humor. Maybe we should have your kids on the line giving us the exclusive on what it's like to have a funny dad. But you definitely teach us a lot, in especially the times that we've visited and talked about humor and its role. But when jokes come from our dads, when funny stories come pouring out of their mouth, there's something special, something unique. And so, Ernie, I want to hear a joke. You're a dad, and I would love for you to prove me true that dads have that kind of humor. Any jokes for us?
Okay, yeah, sure do. And speaking of corny jokes, here's one that's pretty corny. What do you call a dad who enjoys walking? Punchline? A stepdad.
Not sure. Oh, boy. And so, yeah. You know, you can keep this rolling, too. I want to hear your dad jokes. If you're a dad, you have jokes, go ahead and call in now. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. But you got to keep them clean. And so, Ernie, being a father and dropping your jokes in front of your kids, what happens?
Well, usually I just get if it's not funny, they'll just kind of be like, ha-ha. Yeah, they'll let me know if it's not funny or not. So they're kind of my gauge as far as funny. If I say something really funny and they crack up, then that's when I know I got a good joke, you know. So and I don't tell them that I'm telling them a joke. I just kind of throw it out there and see what kind of response I get. So that's kind of how I under my joke gauge, if you will.
And what's their feedback? Do they ever give you advice? Not a good one, Dad. Keep trying. Yeah. Anything like that?
No, but I have two younger boys. He's a freshman and a fifth grader, right? So they're kind of like, yeah, that wasn't too funny. they're pretty honest, you know. But I have two older kids, you know, and I usually kind of run it by them too, and they'll tell me if it's yeah, that's a good one, you know, or maybe try this or tweak that. So yeah, kids can be very useful if you're a comedian dad, in ways of finding the funny that's out there.
And there's something special, too, sharing your humor with your kids. For you, when you see them cracking up or even see them groaning or turn their nose up and walk out of the room, how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel good, especially if maybe they're bugging me or something, maybe I'm, it's kind of like a little get back, you know, give them a little jab with a cheap joke, you know what I mean? My way of getting back at them for getting at me somehow, you know what I mean? And then in my family too, we like to kind of like burn each other, you know what I mean? And not in a really mean way, put each other down, but we like to get the best of each other as far as humor goes, and even pranking, each other. Right now, my wife and I have an inside prank going on. We call it the sock, the infamous sock. And it started with this sock. My wife thought it was mine. It wasn't even mine. She just put it in my sock drawer. And I was like, what the heck? Whose sock is this? So I put it back in her sock drawer, right? And now the sock is popping up everywhere. And I think I'm going to get my kids included in on this, and I'll put the sock somewhere where they can find it next.
That's funny. Well, maybe one day it'll show up at Studio 49, eh?
There they be. Yeah, you never can tell. You'll be like, no, the sock.
And the humor also goes to just dads in general. And some of the things they do have you cracking up, or just kind of antics. And this also extends to, our uncles and our brothers, and many of them raised us too. So, they're included as well. Or maybe there is a father figure that you have, somebody in your tribe. And when you see them, you can already see like their eyebrows kind of starting to raise, or that head in that certain posture when they're coming your way. A joke is about to drop. And maybe that's why you seek them out, or you just check in with them because you need a new joke. You can share your thoughts with us. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And so, Ernie, when we think about this, especially jokes coming from our fathers, and a lot of times our fathers or father figures are the ones who are heading up the household, keeping us, protected, all of those kind of things. But yet here we are seeing this softer side or this silly side. And what do you think about that? Does that provide something special?
Yeah, I think it does, because, naturally we look at our dads as like maybe our first superheroes, right? And when you see them kind of mess up, or maybe they take a trip and roll down the hill or something, and it shows that they're just as human as the rest of us, even though they're our fathers, and most dads are deemed invincible, you know what I mean? So it's cool to see them also be human and make mistakes and do funny things like that. My dad is one of those too, where I looked up to him always, and one time we were hunting, right, and we're chasing through the forest, and he had just bought me one of those BB guns, right, old school, like Christmas Story, and Red Rider BB gun, right, you pour 250 BBs down the tube, and we're going through the forest, and I lower my BB gun, and all the BBs roll to the end, right, sound like a rattlesnake. My dad turns around, he's like, come on, be quiet, you're scaring all the deer, sorry, right, so we're chasing through the forest, ginging, I raise my BB gun, he's like, come on, be quiet, you're ruining it. Yeah, I mean, it's just funny to see him get all frustrated like that. And he's the one that bought me the BB gun in the first place, So, and he was probably sorry he bought me that gun. I scared all the animals away. But anyway, so that's my dad, that's the human side of him, and I think that's cool, it shows their vulnerabilities, that they're just like the rest of us.
And Ernie, any good dad jokes or something that you revamped into your own routine? Anything there?
When it comes to comedy, like a lot of the, they say, pain is comedy, later down the road. And so I grew up in my dad, bless him, he was an alcoholic, in the early parts of my life. So a lot of my stories come from his alcoholism, but he's been sober 40 plus years now. So, but that's some comedy stuff there, there's a joke I talk about. Yeah, my dad gave me some good advice when it comes to drinking. He told me, son, don't you ever, ever, ever bring alcohol or booze into your family. And then he took a shot of his whiskey and chased it down with a beer. You know what I mean? And just like stuff like that, things that were painful back in my childhood have now become, comedy. And that's kind of how I deal and kind of heal from that part of my life, as a surviving child of an alcoholic. You kind of sometimes you just got to laugh about life, you know, and the things that happened in our past, especially in our childhood, you know. And so that's kind of how I work my all the negative stuff that happened to me as a kid. You know, kind of try to find the humor in it and put it to use in that way.
In healing, humor has healing. And there's something about father figures, too, in our lives. And sometimes they can see how you're acting. They can see the look on your face or maybe even how you're stomping around. And they know. They know when to just kind of throw those one-liners in, whether they be corny or not. And it changes things. And I think this is a part of that kind of healing that humor can bring. What do you think, Ernie?
Yeah, I believe you're correct. You hit the nail right on the head there. Because I do that with my own sons now, especially my 9-year-old. You know, he's at the age now where, you know, saying, when he's I know when he's not motivated to do his school or his homework, right? And I have to get in there and make him laugh, you know, because I was his virtual teacher for a whole year. You know what I mean? That is a hard job, man. I give it up to all the teachers out there that are listening. Thank you very much for doing what you do. And this past year in the pandemic, you know, I had to be home schooling my son, you know, and there was times when he was not motivated, you know, and I had to kind of use humor to break him out of that funk, you know, and get him to get into school and enjoy it and like it, you know. So humor is an awesome tool in that sense, you know. So I would like, for example, reading. I'd be reading a story, right, and I was like, I'll go into character, you know, and I'll throw in my nabbleness in there, you know, and I'll put something, you know, like say, yeah, the three little bears came home to their hogan, you know, or whatever, you know. They were eating their mutton, or you know, just go offline, off character totally, and he starts cracking up, you know, and the next thing you know, he's fired up and he's ready to go and he's ready to do his schoolwork. So that's kind of how I work humor as well with the kids.
Wow, well, lucky kids and humor, dad humor. Oh boy, I know you got something to say about it. Maybe even a joke that you retell and you want to share it with us today. You got to keep them clean, but you know what? You can make us laugh. Give us a ring. Phone lines are open. 1-800-996-2848 is a number. Or maybe there is a dad in your life who just always has you laughing and you want to share or just even pay tribute to what they do. You can give us a ring. 1-800-996-2848 is a number. Dad jokes, let them loose right here. 1-800-99-NATIVE. There's a big change in the recommendations for when you should get screened for colon cancer. Native Americans have a higher risk for colon cancer than the general population. We'll learn about the new recommendations and other ways to protect yourself from colon cancer. That's on the next Native America Calling.
If you're hurting in your relationship or have been affected by sexual violence, Strong Hearts Native Helpline is a no-charge, 24/7, confidential and anonymous domestic, dating, and sexual violence helpline for Native Americans. Help is available by calling 1-844-762-8483 or by clicking on the Chat Now icon on strongheartshelpline.org. This program is supported by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
You're listening to Native America Calling. I'm Tara Gatewood from Mesleta Pueblo, and we are talking about dad and father figure humor jokes today. Are your men funny? Do you have a dad, maybe even an uncle, or a man that you look up to in your tribe who has a collection of corny jokes? Try them on us today. Give us a ring and share. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. Here with us on the line out of Window Rock, Arizona, is Ernie Sozi III, and he is an actor and a comedian. And Ernie is Navajo. He's also the father of 4 and grandpa to 1. Ernie, thank you for being here with us. And also here, too, out of Livingston, Montana, is Mike Jetty. And he is an Indian education specialist with the Montana Office of Public Instruction. But he is also a bad joke teller. He is also the father of 2 and a member of the Spirit Lake Dakota Nation. Our pleasure to have him here with us. Mike, welcome to Native America Calling, or I should say, thanks for joining us for another round.
Hamitaki api, peto aste yuha. Hello, my relatives. I wish you a good day out there. And thanks again for having me on, Tara. It's a real honor to be on the show and share a few things. When I greeted you as a traditional Dakota greeting, you know, Hamitakiapi, hello, my relatives. And my dad always said, greet people as relatives. That way you can hit them up for cash later on. That's an old Indian trick.
Well, but, I'm broke, Mike. I'm broke.
Yeah, so Maza Skala Nicha. You know, that's what Dad would say. We have no money, so. But, you know, thinking about you were mentioning education there kind of at the end and using some humor through education. I have to do a lot of workshops for teachers. And, you know, when I was a high school teacher in junior high, my students, when I taught at Takini School out of Chine River, would have me start out every class with a jetty joke. And so I had to have at least 180 one-liners ready to go, you know, just start out every class period. So those are, I got a Rolodex of bad dad jokes. You know, if you throw out a topic, I probably got some, you know, humorous story related to it. But I'm sitting outside a grocery store right now. We're heading down to Yellowstone Park for a little vacation for the weekend for Father's Day. But here, reminding me of my dad, he said when he was younger, he could go to the store with a dollar and he could get a pop and some bread and some milk and maybe a candy bar. He says you can't do that nowadays because they have security cameras.
Well, you know what, Mike? Today is your day. This is your stand-up day. And you know what? We got the famous comedian, Ernie Sozzi III. And Ernie, I know you know how to do great introductions. So I'm going to let you introduce Mike Jetty, and we're going to give the mic to him to drop some of his one-liners. Now, don't forget, he's standing in front of a grocery on his way to Yellowstone, Mr. Mike Jetty from the Spirit Lake Dakota Nation. Ernie, go ahead, introduce him, and then Mike, we want you to take the mic and give us your comedy. So go ahead, Ernie.
Okay, folks, we got here our next comedian all the way from Montana, standing in front of a grocery store, wishing he had a dollar to spend. With the best one-liners, the best cheap dad jokes, here he is, without further muttons to, we got Mike Jetty. Give it up for Mike Jetty.
Pidama, Ernie, for that nice warm welcome. You know, last time I was down there in Navajo country, I ran into a guy and I said, boy, I feel at home because a lot of you guys are short like me. And he said, yeah, he said, we're round, brown, and low to the ground. So I felt at home down there in Navajo country. But, you know, yeah, just heading down to Yellowstone Park. And, you know, you mentioned a bad bison joke at the beginning. So you guys know I never see a buffalo hiding in a tree because they're really, really good at it. So.
But, keep going.
So you keep going, yeah. Well, you know, while sitting in these workshops, I do a lot of, you know, public speaking, and I get to hear a lot of, you know, other teachers present, but I'm in a school cafeteria sitting on this hard bench, and one of my teacher friends says to me, Mike, I've been sitting in this workshop so long, my butt cheeks fell asleep, and I said, yeah, I know, I heard him snoring. So, there you go. That's a real bad one there. Yeah.
So I have to do a Reuben on that one.
They have to suffer through these, you know, these, since Zoom has been our new format for doing presentations, my poor family has to suffer through these workshops where I'm presenting to different groups, but I often tell some of the same jokes. And so they know what kind of presentation I'm giving depending on what kind of joke is coming out. So if I'm doing a workshop on Indian identity, you know, I'm throwing out some blood quantum jokes and stuff. So, you know, last time I actually went to IHS, I had to give some blood, and I told the nurse, I said, hey, don't take too much. I don't want to get disenrolled.
Now, there you go. One dad, two more. Keep it going, Mike.
The other one about that is I ran into this guy at a powwow, and he had one of those old necklaces with five of those Indian head nickels on them. I said, hey, what's the story behind your necklace? He said, I'm trying to be a quarter Indian.
We need cricket sounds in here too. One day I really wish for sound effects. Hey, Mike, got any more?
That's one thing I need to get, I guess, is my own laugh track, you know, like those old shows where at least you could throw out some fake laughter, you know, if you really have a bomb drop. So, but I'll give you, you know, another piece of advice from my dad was, he said, you know, you should never criticize someone until you've walked a mile in his moccasins. I asked my dad why, and he said, well, that way you can be a mile away, plus you got his moccasins. So some more advice for you out there. So,
Ernie, I don't know. This might be your new opener.
Hey, no kidding. He's good. I'm about to open for him.
Very nice. You know what? And coming up next on this stage is a caller. We have Jay in Spooner, Wisconsin, tuned in on WOJB. Jay, thanks for giving us a ring. Go ahead. I hear you have something to share.
Yep, I got a dad joke. So what's the difference between Dubai and Abu Dhabi?
I don't know.
Well, in Dubai, the people don't like the Flintstones, but in Abu Dhabi do.
Oh, boy. We're going to get some calls now. Jay, thank you for your call there in Spooner, Wisconsin. Dad jokes, they're dropping. You want to drop one on us? Give us a ring, 1-800-996-2848. So, gentlemen, just thinking of dropping sometimes these jokes, you have mixed audiences. And what do you do when you drop something and somebody in the audience says, hey, or they push back, or you've gone too far? Any thoughts on that? Start us off, Ernie.
Man, yeah, that's a good one, because, yeah, sometimes you do, you know, get the ooh or the oh, you know. I just kind of say, come on, man, just kidding. You know, the old elbow jab, you know. That's what I do. I'll be, hey, come on, man, just kidding, man. We're all getting along here, man. We're healing. You know what I mean? Try to make it turn it into one of those where I'm like, all right, thanks for letting me know I went too far. But it doesn't happen very often, though, so I'm happy for that.
And Mike, how did that feel? We gave you the stage. You did it. Hey, you did very well. So I'll give you kudos for that. But how did that feel, giving your humor and knowing somewhere out there somebody was laughing? Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, you never know when you throw something out there if someone's going to laugh or not. So if you can at least make one person sort of groan, you know, then you've moved somebody in some small way. But, you know, just thinking about, you know, context. In my job, I get to work with, it's the honor to work with all these folks from different tribes, these tribal educators and cultural leaders. And so you hear jokes in different languages. And my friend Dick Little Bear from Northern Cheyenne, he's all saying, you know, jokes are way funnier in Cheyenne than they are in English. So with some of these jokes, you know, you could be in Blackfeet country and have to use a good Blackfeet, you know, Browning accent if you tell that joke. Or if you're down at Crow, you know, at Crow Fair and you're telling stories, you make sure you want to throw in a good Crow accent. So it kind of depends on where you're at and what tribe you're talking to depend on what kind of, you know, joke to throw out there. So, like, I'm standing outside. My dog is barking here, right? So
he's like, I want to go to Yellowstone.
I learned the Crow word for dog is a dioji, dioji. You got to really use a good Crow accent, dioji. And then here my friend was teaching me that word, Todd. He's like, now say it real slow, Mike. And so I go, D-O-G. I'm like, geez, you guys are no good, you know, but if you really use a Crow accent, it almost sounds like Crow doji, you know. But, so that's just, you know, knowing that language. And like the Crow word for tennis shoe is Adidas. You know, just you got to have that right accent to toss in there. So the Blackfeet, I'm standing outside a street corner, you know, and hear the Blackfeet. I love the Blackfeet language, you know, okay, Nascani, you know, hello, little brother. But when Blackfeet people, they drive up to a stop sign, they kind of interpret it through Blackfeet, and they look at it, and they go, S-T-O-P.
You, these are some straight inside jokes, Mike, and I know some ears are perking up now. Go ahead. You can battle Mike with your joke. Call in right now, 1-800-996-2848. And, you know, dropping those jokes, cross-tribal jokes and you know, making fun. But, Mike, with all of this, too, it's about respect. Sometimes when you are the center of the joke, somebody is showing you respect. What do you think about that?
Oh, yeah, it's a lot easier to make fun of yourself, too. You know, it's like, that's where the real funny stories come from, is, you know, the true things that happen. And so, you know, just that in itself, being able to humble yourself up, you know. And like, here's a story from Yellowstone Park. I was sitting up in this little tree stand singing, and these old ceremony songs, and here these two bears came one morning, and I was, you know, kind of nervous, but they were close and underneath me, and so I kept singing, and after a while, those bears went away. But here I was back in South Dakota telling the story of the drum, and it's like, yeah, it was a real powerful moment, you know. I had these bears come as I'm singing these old ceremony songs, and one of my buddies, Del, and he's like, Jedi, you know why those bears came over there? I was like, no. Because you probably sounded like a wounded rabbit.
Oh, boy. Man, Mike, I feel for your kids. What do they tell you?
They just shake their heads at me. It's like, no, not that one, Dad. Or they do actually, sometimes they have favorite jokes. You know, they'll say, tell that one. So, but one time I was with I got the MC around dance in Helena. After it was over, I was telling my daughter, I was like, hey, Sapphire, these guys, they paid me $200 just for telling jokes. And she said, yeah, Dad, they still paid you even though no one was laughing. And then she really started laughing.
Well, see, we tapped into the heart of Native America, and there's some of that laughter coming from it, courtesy of our engineer, Marino. Appreciate that. And Mike, just thinking about our ability to just lose ourselves in the jokes, especially the jokes our dads tell, I think that's another kind of love. What do you think?
Oh, totally. Yeah. You know, and thinking about love, this is one of my dad's favorite stories when he first got married. You know, he's, you know, Devil's Lake, Spirit Lake, Dakota, and my mom's Turtle Mountain, Chippewa. And so there was a lot of that teasing going on. But when they first got married, they were living on the Crow Creek Reservation, and Dad was mowing the lawn. And he said it was about 100 degrees out. Here's my mom came out there, and she said, take a rest, buddy. And he gave him a glass of iced tea, and she sat him down by a fan in the living room, and he started mowing. And just at that moment, here my mother-in-law comes over, my grandma, and sees Dad sitting in the house by the fan with the iced tea, and her daughter out there in 100-degree heat mowing the lawn, and she says, what are you doing sitting in here in front of this fan drinking tea, and your wife's out there mowing the lawn, you know, in this hot weather? Dad says, well, because the Sioux are smarter than the Chippewa. And then she said, you Sioux aren't smarter. She said, you're just lazy, she said. And so there's a lot of teasing that went on when I was growing up between Dad and Grandma. They used to really joke around, so I saw a lot of that as a kid.
Now here's another special relationship that fathers have: mother-in-laws. Any mother-in-law jokes? Well, maybe, I don't know, you want to go there, Mike?
Sure. Well, you know, my mother-in-law, she was over at the house the other day, and we have a good relationship, and I told her, I said, Carol, I said, my house is your house. She said, really? I said, yeah. And then she said, well, then get the hell off my property.
Ooh. Ernie, mother-in-laws, go.
Man, are you kidding? You know what? I love my mother-in-law. I have no jokes about her other than she's just an awesome, very gentle woman, you know, and she raised an awesome daughter, my wife. And so, I really don't have any mother-in-law jokes, man. You know, all you mother-in-laws out there, you are awesome. You are You're great, you're wonderful, and I love you all. I'm not putting you down, no way.
He wants to eat tonight.
That's right, man. It's hot out here in Arizona. I want to sleep at a doghouse. I want to be inside.
And Ernie, anything you want to add? Keep it rolling.
Well, I was just listening to Mike, man. He's got some good stuff, man. And he's that's some competition right there, you know. But he was talking about, you know, just the fathers, you know. And for me, like, I appreciate all the ladies, you know, letting us dads think that we're in charge, you know. Because my dad was, he thought he was the man of the house, right? I was a naughty kid. I'd talk back to him, you know, and he'd be, hey, don't you talk back to me. I'm the man of the house, and I will whip you. Hey, don't you talk. Then he would turn to my mom, right? Hey, can I spank him? They need permission to spank this kid, right? He thought he was in charge, but the mom is the one that was in charge. So thank you, ladies, for letting us men think we are in charge of the house, that we know the truth.
And maybe you want to celebrate these fellas that we're talking about today, or dad, uncle, brother, whoever. Father's Day is this weekend, too. You can throw those greetings into the mix, too. But we're talking about the humor. You heard some of it, and maybe you just want to talk to Mike and Ernie and keep things rolling. And, of course, if you got one that you want to share on air, do it. Give us a ring right now. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. We'll take all the jokes, any funny stories, and even those corny ones, the dad jokes. Dads, where you at? Give us a ring. We want to hear from you. Kids, talk about your daddy today. Give us a ring. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. Everybody's welcome. Maybe you just have some comments on some of the things you're hearing today. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And if you're finding this program in our podcast, online, in our archive, you can also share your thoughts, too, by tweeting them to us at 1-800-99-NATIVE. And you can even post directly on Facebook and on our website, too. We're at NativeAmericaCalling.com. It's all about dad humor today. Give us a ring. Again, we're ready for your one-liners. Dial in now. Don't wait. Phone lines are open.
Support by Amerind, Indian Country's 100% tribally owned insurance partner. Amerind works with tribal governments and their business enterprises to provide effective commercial insurance coverage, strengthen Native American communities, protect tribal sovereignty, and help keep dollars in Indian Country. More information on property, liability, workers' compensation, and commercial auto solutions at Amerind.com. That's Amerind.com.
Thanks for spending your day with us right here on Native America Calling. We appreciate you tuning in today, and we are celebrating our men. Is there a man in your family that always makes you laugh? If you want to acknowledge them, give us a ring. The number to join us is 1-800-996-2848. It is our pre-Father's Day celebration. We want to hear from you today. Want to hear your best dad jokes, too. Call in. Call in with the corny. We want to hear from you. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. Or maybe you have a story to share. And something we haven't mentioned, pranks, the kind of pranks dads play on their kids. We want to hear those stories too. Go ahead and give us a ring. 1-800-996-2848. Let's go ahead and take a call. We have Tom in Pine Ridge, South Dakota, tuned in on KILI. Thanks for giving us a ring, Tom. You're on air.
Hoka he, do ka ho, le a petuki, washte yo hapo. Ho, I like to say that in my tongue. Good day to you all. I just want to give a shout out to all you fathers that are doing the job as a father. It makes me happy. A petuki, yo kpia chante bluha. I have a good heart for that. Thank you. My grandfather always taught us, a te apiki, nina, nel ni tchawaki. Meaning, when I grow up to be a father or a man, all the children in my community are my children. So that's part of ateapi. It doesn't matter if it's your children or if it's your sister's children or if it's your neighbor's children. As long as they have someone to look up to, hina he ate wichasha hecha. I like to thank the ones that are really doing their superb job at being there for their children. Because as men, as Ikshewi Chasha, we carry a prayer, and that prayer belongs to our children so they can walk in a strong way, in their good ways, good old ways in the future. Let Chokata Kya Changuki, you know, Narisu Takukte. So I just like to thank all you guys. I'm just sitting here. I had to take a break from my garden here. Me and my kids made a garden, so dusting my hands off, listening to the radio, and just feeling good. I like the jokes, too. So just to say that.
All right, Tom, thank you for your call. We now go to Joyce in Wounded Knee, South Dakota, tuned in on KILI. Joyce, thanks for giving us a ring. Go ahead. You're on air.
Oh, the speaker that just spoke, I am very grateful for the comments that he shared, because those are the very comments that my dad used to share with people. And those are the characteristics that keep us Lakota intact with nature. Because we may be free to do what we want, but that is if nature is sought first in whatever we do. There is a content of goodness, I'll call it, that comes from nature, and we as Lakota people are very close to nature, and therefore our jokes in our family, when my father would joke around with us during the mealtime, we would find it very pleasant and make the meal real comfortable. But then when father was gone, that's the extent of the jokes that he told us. We tell it to each other in the family, but it doesn't go any further because father is gone. And that's the characteristic that I feel is lacking from us as Native Americans, that we are so much into society that we forget what holds us as a nation intact with nature.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you, Joy. Good to hear your voice, and really appreciate you giving us a ring there out of Wounded Knee, South Dakota. And you can add your voice to this conversation, too. Give us a ring, 1-800-996-2848. With us today on the line is newly honored comedian Mike Jetty, who's here with us. He is from the Spirit Lake Dakota Nation. You might know him on the circuit. He plays in many different places, including the Montana Office of Public Instruction. Our pleasure to have him here with us. Also here, too, is Ernie Sozzi III. And he has taken comedy to all kinds of places, even to his kitchen table in front of his four kids. We appreciate him being here, too. And also coming up out of Moore, Oklahoma, is Darren Brown. He's a senior content producer for Cheyenne and Arapaho TV. And Darren is Cochiti Pueblo and Choctaw. He's a father of two. And now we give him the stage. Welcome. Thanks for being with us, Darren. And we really appreciate you being here. And got any jokes for us? Welcome.
Well, first thing I have to say is I heard them snoring. When I heard that joke, I about ran off the road and I almost snorted Diet Dr. Pepper out of my nose, man. You guys are cracking me up. And one of your other brothers here, he said something about he was talking about the crow word for dog, and it just hit me. I said, you know what, here in Cheyenne Arapaho country, the Cheyenne word for dog is lunch. Hey, no. I couldn't help it. Oh, that guy just wrecked it. Yeah. Well, it's thank you for having me here. I was just listening and cracking up, and I had two kids. They're 23 and 20 now. My daughter Taylor, she's 20, but I tell you, when she was about 9 or 10, we were dad joke crazy. She had a little girl at the street you used to play with, and every day they would come in with something new, stuff like, what's a cat's favorite color? purple and stuff like that. But, you know, lately I know you know that I've been, you know, we did that, produced a kid show called Fried Bread Flats in 18, and we've been working with the guy I work with, Adam Youngbear, who does all of our animation, and we're working on stuff to kind of Indianize these old fairy tales, like instead of Goldilocks, he's creating one called Goldie Mox, where, you know, someone's been eating my corn soup, you know, and this one is okay. This one's kind of chunky, but this one is just pivot, you know, stuff like that. And I don't know if I shared it with you a while back, but we had the puppets, you know, the puppets are in the show as well. And there's one where they call to order a pizza, but the guy who's taking the order is a powwow MC. So he's trying to give them all these, you know, special things, like the guys. He said, "You want some tots with that?" And he's like, "What do you mean, a tater tots?" He says, "Nah, man, we got tiny tots, traditional tots, northern tots, southern tots. Hey, we're trying to, yeah, there's my flashes. We're trying to expand on that. Like, maybe next time for next season, the guy's going to call and he's going to say, "Do you want that special grand entry pizza?" He said, "What's that?" He said, "Oh, man, it's got all the toppings, like, you know, kidneys and buffalo burger, but you got to order it like 8 hours in advance because it never cooks on time." And, hey, you know, we got this guy from Haskell who is a powwow MC, and he's, you know, I wrote the jokes and he recorded them for me. He's beautiful. But, yeah, I was telling somebody a while back that, you know, I'm certainly not a comedian, but I do get to do some public speaking and MC type stuff here and there. And I said, man, I would always rather work a big, huge crowd than a smaller one. Because if you're going to tell a joke and only 10% of the people even laugh, I mean, 10% of 500 is much better than 50, you know what I mean? So anyway, happy to be here, Tara.
Great to have you here. And Darren, what kind of bonding goes on when you drop some of these dad jokes, whether it be even with your kids or your favorite, the big audience?
Oh, you know what I think? What I love is that we know each other fairly well through the Native American Journalists Association, but, you know a corny joke when you hear one, and I'm like, I think people appreciate the effort. I think, you know, you can't just tell a joke just flat. You got to give it some, you got to get animated and you got to get really into it. And I think, you know, if I tell a joke in front of a big crowd and I get this, clap, 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 you know, but you can tell there are some people who want to laugh, but they don't want to get made fun of. So I think people appreciate the effort, because the worst thing you could do is invite a bunch of people to a big room and then not entertain them. Hello? You know what I mean?
Well, what's that scene on Desperado where the guy is just clapping as he's walking through the room?
I mean, crickets are the worst.
Well, you know what? Let's try on another joke. I think we have a caller who wants to lay one on us. Let's go ahead and say hi to Shell in Fort Hall, Idaho, tuned in on KISU. Shell, thanks for giving us a ring. You're on air.
Appreciate you. I'm on. Tara. Good morning, Tara.
Good day.
Yeah, this young guy, he was going to ask his grandpa for some money. His grandpa's hard of hearing. He says, "Hey, Grandpa, you got $5? And his grandpa says, "What?" He says, "Hey, Grandpa, you got $10? His grandpa says, "I should have heard you the first time." And then,
oh boy.
Then this other young guy seen his dad downtown, or his uncle downtown, and he said, "Hey, Uncle, you got some money, maybe $10-15? And he says, "How are you going to pay me back?" And he says, "Stok shapa hasapa." He says, "When the Black Hills payment comes in, which will never come in, so he's never going to pay him back." And another one was, what do you get when you cross a Potawatomi and a Paiute? You get a chicken pot pie.
Ooh. All right. Make the phone lines light up. We want to hear from you, Shell. Thank you for those. I appreciate it. I appreciate that medicine you threw on us, all of you, for bringing us to a good place today with all this humor. And, you know, we're going to keep it rolling. Couple of minutes. You got to dial fast now. 1-800-996-2848 to get yours in. And Darren, something I also threw out there were pranks. Dads like to play jokes a lot of times. Anything you want to say about pranking, dad pranks?
I'm not the best at those, but I was talking about my daughter, and I was talking about the time she was around 9 or 10, and she, I think it was a class thing, but one day she came in with a note from her teacher. And it said, got detention. I'm like, what in the heck? And it said, I talked back, you know, it had, you know, the reason said, I talked back and slapped my teacher. and I was like, what are you thinking, little girl? And she said, turn it over. I said, what, turn it, what over? She said, turn the slip over. And I didn't realize it was April Fool's. And, man, yeah, she got me. Because I was like, I know my daughter has a temper every now and then, but. So she got me. I'm not the best at pranks, but I work with some guys, some people who pull some every now and then. And
let's throw it the other way. If you've pranked dad, you can call in too. 1-800-996-2848. And Darren, go ahead, continue.
Oh no, I was just gonna say, you know, I've been working with the CNAs now for about 9 years, and I never worked for a tribe, and I, you know, the first year I was there, I was like, man, that guy, every time he comes in here, man, he's just bagging on me. It was like, it took me a few months to figure out. That means, I've kind of been like adopted, you know. I had to learn the lingo, and so, you know, it's like, I said, you know, every tribe has their own little thing, but I had to. It takes a while to get the perfect, and it's hard to learn the lingo, you know. I don't want to, you can act rugged, but it's not really rugged. It's rugged with a T, you know. So there's a lot of stuff I had to learn. Of course, if every tribe, I'm sure, a lot different. You know, they had the little just the things they say, and it's just so beautiful that, if you don't know, you just don't know. You got to get in.
Well, I hear you. And you know what? I think we should give awards to all three of these dads for being nice and funny for us today. We appreciate them being here, and we got to start wrapping things up. But Mike, I got to get one more joke. Any to give us one to take us on the road?
Well, sure. You know, there's some folks from Lakota country. So, Lakota word for a friend is kola. Kola is friend. And how you say enemy is unkola. And if you got a buddy trying to lose weight, you call him diet kola. And if he's got a sore throat from singing too much, you call him re-kola. So there's a couple of jokes for shout out to Lakota country out there. So.
Very nice. Well, we're going to wrap things up. Thank you so much. Darren Brown, Mike Jetty, Ernest Sozi III, thank you for being with us here today. And a special wish to all of our men out there who will be celebrating Father's Day this weekend. We really appreciate everything that you have given us, our communities, and especially this humor. And this is one tribute to all of you. And, we'll keep things rolling here on Native America Calling. We'll keep the laughter going, too. And if you got some more you still want to share with us, maybe you're a little shy today, reach out to us. You can send us an email, comments@nativeamericacalling.com, and tweet it to us, too, at 1-800-99-NATIVE. And as we think about Father's Day, special shout out to all those men who have helped raise me and brought me many good things and still got more. And thank you for all your jokes. And join us again next week for another lineup of different topics. Our executive producer is Art Hughes. Senior producer is Monica Brain. Associate producer is Andy Murphy. And Marino Spencer is our engineer. I'm Tara Gatewood.
Support by the Sioux Trading Post, proud to provide traditional and contemporary American Indian craft supplies, from feathers, furs, and hides to conchos, fringe, shells, and beads, all available at SiouxTrading.com. Wopila.
Support by Amerind, Indian Country's 100% tribally owned insurance partner. Information on property, liability, workers' compensation, and commercial auto needs at AMERIND.com.
Hamitaki piki, oyate ota honip chapelo. Wo iwayan ke kahina zania oti elshnayayo. Lakhozani wa okia oti ektayayo. Healthcare.gov elyayo nistel mas apkayo. 1-800-318-2596. Le wot khaniki, Medicare to Medicaid otieta, hiwi apelo. Ho, hechetu elo.
Native America Calling is produced in the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation, a Native nonprofit media organization. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting with support from the Public Radio Satellite Service. Music is by Brent Michael Davis. Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.